hanging on that pickerel. And that years ago. Then out from the hospital on this side, there used to be an old railroad right away, what's called the old plant system. That's where the railroad was coming. They had it all graded and was going across the river right up there and go over there. You can see a high bluff. It's from, you know, the waterfront called Rose's Bluff. Well, that's where that railroad was going. And somehow or another, they changed their mind and the Seaboard Airline bought it out and they changed the right of way and went by Kingman. And they come across the Killer River right by about Woodbine. Woodbine was nothing much to it then, the Kingman either. And I know when Kingman had a hotel and a railroad depot and a store to the Pentagon Street. And a fellow by the name of King owned it, and that's how come it to name it Kingman after him. That was land where Kingman lived. He owned the flat and cotton and all that. And then they eventually they got a populated town, Kingman.
When they switched over and started using wire fences, did they use just plain wire or did it have stickers on it?
No, it was galvanized wire. It was good wire. It would last a long time. Let me see if it's any still in use around some areas, if I can think of any. But everybody told their fence was down.
But did they put up just one strand of wire around, or was it?
No, it was
together?
It was real nice, you know. Well, you could buy it 4 foot or 6 foot high, see? Either one you wanted. And they had the gates. And they would take it, build the frame of the gate, and hang it, and just stretch the wire right across it, and nail it on the gate and all, and then just cut the wire down the gate, see? For the hinges.
Did they ever use a kind where you have just two or three single strands running across?
Yeah.
With stickers on it that you...
Fence right here between me and my daughter with just that strand towards nearly down, but there's two or three strands of it there now. Just wire, telephone wire, like. Just I think she had three or four strands, you know, running down. But the post is rotted off and I've wound up with some of it there.
Did you ever have the kind of wire that had the stickers and Terry Bridges when you got
through? Yeah, we had what we call chicken wire. When you know, people here used to raise chickens, biddies, and they raise a garden. And you get an old hen with a, you know, they used to hatch them with hens, see? And she gets a set of biddies and they get in the garden through the wire. She's going over the fence. And they just scratch up everything in the garden.
Chicken wire.
Yeah, well, it's fine, nice. That's fine, nice. Yeah, little squares, but the biddy couldn't go through it. It was a little closer to the bottom than it was to the top. The top made them a little bigger square, see? So the biddies, you know, couldn't jump up that high. We used to raise chickens here, my wife. Used to have chickens in the yard here, and eggs, we'd have eggs.
Did you ever have a phony egg that you put in to cool the chicken? You ever have an egg that you put in to cool the chicken, it wasn't a real egg?
Yeah, China egg.
China egg?
Yeah, it's a nest egg we used to call it. You know a hen, it's...